If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, with our biggest sale ever. Furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. You guys, it's our big party. We're so excited. All this week, listen every hour from 6:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the afternoon with Janie. We've got code words for you every hour. You enter those in, you've got a chance at a pair of tickets for our sold-out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Text the code word present to our contest line 20357 and you are entered to win. Win all the stuff, man. Present is this hour's code word. New code word in an hour. Enjoy. I know. All right. I'm going to start with a new Christmas song. Maybe it'll get stuck in your head like a little earworm.
We listen to Christmas music on the way home from Tahoe. And on the way to chop down our tree on Sunday.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun.
What are the kids' favorite ones? Do they sing along?
Yeah. But it's all the usuals. There's nothing
the standard, fa-la-la-la-la.
All of, well, no, but
la-la-la-la-la.
All of them.
The new Febreze one.
No, there.
Deck the halls with Febreze.
Keep Christmas breezy.
Yeah, keep it breezy, baby. There is a new Ed Sheeran song. It's actually very, it's sort of sad. It's like a melancholy song.
Boy, he's, you know, now that I think about it, he's taken quite a little break, hasn't he?
This is a song from a movie, and it's actually it's called That Christmas. And actually, I could put the trailer up. I'll do that. It's an official trailer, and it's definitely one of those Pixar-looking movies. I'm not sure if it's a Pixar thing or not. But he's talking about how he doesn't love, now that he has kids, he's noticing, there's some cruddy kids movies out there. And you do kind of notice that, don't you? This is a Netflix movie and it's coming out on Wednesday, it looks like. It's called That Christmas. And here is Ed Sheeran's song from that.
There is nothing under the tree that I wish for. I want you to come back to me.
So sweet. So there's a whole video that goes along with this where, and some of it is him and a woman. I don't know if it's his actual wife or just somebody that they hired for the video. And then it's like a side by side with some stuff that's happening in the movie. So it's sort of like an official video that is for
you making
for
out with this lady?
No, but they're hanging out. They're like clearly having like a Christmassy day, you know? And he looks really happy. And then he's really sad, sitting alone on the same couch. Oh.
Oh.
Super sad. So there you go. We got a lady who broke this guy. Ed Sheeran is Jane's.
Jane invented him.
Claudia Jesse is the woman in the Christmas song video, and she plays Eloise on Bridgerton.
That's Eloise?
Yeah.
She's got blonde hair in this.
Who's Eloise?
People can change their hair.
You gotta watch Bridgerton. Oh, I can't believe that's Eloise. Oh my God, I gotta watch it again. I thought she looked familiar. That's so funny.
There you go.
I can't believe it. Oh my God.
I know.
All right, anyway, there's that. Now, science.
So you expect that song, real quick, you expect that song to become a new classic, right?
It's Ed Sheeran. And it depends. I think it depends on how the movie does.
Is he coming for Mariah Carey or what?
Aren't we all coming for Mariah Carey?
I mean, she's the queen of Christmas. By the way, that song, I Don't Want Nothing for Christmas But You.
Yeah.
Seems like a burn, right?
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I just want you.
It's just one thing I need.
I'm not a lot? What am I?
I see what you're saying.
Chopped liver?
All I want is you.
Really analyzing that thing, man.
Well, I'm not making a long list.
It's a total burn.
You're the old. No, you're crazy. She doesn't want anything.
Right.
Nothing. But you.
Right. Nothing.
He just doesn't understand about words.
I don't know. I watched Love Actually and when I put up my tree.
Oh, yeah. When the F did you put this tree up? Like, you traveled down to L.A., you went to West Virginia.
Yeah, how'd your visit go, by the way?
I went to L.A., I got my Christmas stuff, I got the tree and the ornaments, because I've got a big place and I can put it up there.
How tall is your tree?
7 foot.
Ooh, nice.
That's a nice big tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's fake, but yeah.
Oh, you had a fake. Oh, so you busted that thing out of a closet.
Yeah, I went to our storage.
Okay, that's I see. Now I see.
And right. Shauna is going to be staying at my house when I'm gone for Christmas, so she'll enjoy the tree too.
She's coming up here?
Yeah, her family's all up here, so she'll come up and stay with the dogs.
And you're leaving.
And I'm going to Charlotte and then hopefully Hawaii for a couple days.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh.
There you go.
You got a friend in Charlotte?
My sister.
Oh.
And her kids. And my brother's coming. And
all the way back and over to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. You got a friend in Hawaii?
I do. I have friends in Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my old business partners and former student. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Pays to have friends everywhere. I like it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn. Sounds pretty good.
What's her name?
Dante.
She sounds hot, dude. I like that though.
I see what you're doing there.
Those names now, they all work.
They do. It's true.
Yeah, so you know, Dante.
All right, science.
Oh yeah, right. Back to science.
There we go. Science has figured out how to get a song unstuck from your head. So of course I'm immediately like, well, that's BS. And then I constantly have espresso in my head. Me espresso. And is that the I'm working late because I'm a singer constantly in my head. So I go, I'm going to listen to this thing that science has come up with. And sure enough, at the end of it, I had to think to get espresso back in my head because apparently I wanted it there, but I was like, so hum the song that you
that one's fine.
Okay,
that's a perfect example of the songs that
what's yours?
I've had Lizzo in my head for a week.
Only
one line. Why's a man great till he's gotta be great? Like, that has just been going, that one line has been going in my head for 4 days.
So, and let me
just
say, the people I hunt with
don't really get why the kids sing Lizzo
the
whole time.
On you?
What?
The line.
Why a man great till he gotta be great?
I don't know, but it got in my head and it won't go away. So I'm anxious to try this.
Okay.
All right. So this is perfect timing because actually this time of year too, the Christmas songs get stuck in your head. So there is a 40-second audio track. It's called The Earworm Eraser. Once we finish the story, we'll put it up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. I didn't put it up there.
Okay.
I wanted everyone to hear it for the first time on the air. So The Earworm Eraser can supposedly get songs unstuck from your head. So everybody think about the song that's going through your head and then listen, try to clear your mind and listen to this and then tell me if you still pops right back into your head. Okay, here we go. Okay.
There you go.
Sing your song.
Well, I can, but that was pretty good.
Why's a man great? Terry's got to be.
Right, working because I'm a singer.
The thing is what's been happening to me is, and this is goes back, this is over a couple years' time, Miley in my head.
Yes.
Espresso yes. in my head. Hozier in my head.
Yes. Like it's just
Alice music.
Yeah, it's all, and it's just, oh my God, I wake up in the middle of the night and it's loud. And yeah. maybe it's because of my headphones or something, but it's not in my head like in the background. It's in my head in the, like.
You're just listening to this song over and over.
So loud.
And
for?
It's only ever one section of the song. It's not like you get to hear the whole song or anything. That's
By
that
the way,
one thing over. Yes, dear.
I went and tested that Tesla I told you over the weekend. And
tell
I,
me everything.
No,
about
no, no.
This.
There's not everything to tell, but I did definitely turn on the radio and go. And I was like, oh, let me put on Alice. And I put on Alice, and right away, Sarah and Vinny in the morning. And I went, oh, where's my goddamn camera? Got it. My car doesn't do that. When I listen to the radio, it doesn't tell, like, it doesn't have a scroll.
Your,
it's not
your
as high tech.
Your car is a nice car, but it's 10 years
it's,
old.
It's old. There's, it doesn't have all that stuff.
You won't believe all the stuff that is happening in that Tesla.
It was neat. It was really neat to see us.
So you're getting a Tesla.
I didn't say that. No,
but you're thinking about
getting
a Tesla.
One.
Well, and you loved it.
My car is 10 years old. I'm pouring
220,000 miles on it.
I am pouring money into it. I have to pour another 1,300 into it today.
Oh, God.
After I got it tuned up and everything. So I'm just looking at it.
Will they take it,
going,
as a trade? Does Tesla take trades?
I don't know. But I just,
think they do.
I probably should just sell it if I'm going to. Yeah. But either way, I definitely saw our little scroll there and was like, oh,
there we are.
Neat. And our signal was booming.
Oh, good.
Which was nice
Where
to
were
see.
You?
Santana Row.
Hello, right Santana San Row.
Hello, San Jose.
San Jose. Yeah, I just know you're going to be one of those people that's just like, and then my car did this, and then I did this, and
I probably
tried this
won't
mode,
be.
And I did this.
I actually.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to be giddy.
It's all screen operated. All.
There's a learning curve with that too, because even to adjust your heat and everything is on that
even
screen.
Even to turn it from park to drive is on the screen. There's no bar.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, come on. Can you just give me a no bar?
If anything happens to that screen.
He goes, flick it.
No car.
And it switches. Mm. So you can't even, it's not touch.
No,
it's you got to slide it up. Oh, all right.
You'll get used to it. You should try like the Chevy Volt.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
And is it a Nissan Leaf?
I don't
know
what
the range
is very popular as well.
On those,
they've got to have good range.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
No, no.
I'm driving from far away.
That's the thing about the Tesla is you are okay. You could probably make it back and forth to work twice on a full charge.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to the earworm.
Oh, who cares about that?
No, we all do.
The earworm eraser. It's on YouTube. A lot of people in the comments say it does work. And there are people who never, you know, like anything. So, of course, they're on there as well. And now that it's peak Mariah Carey season, that's sure to get stuck in your head. You could try it. So we're putting that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Put that right up there and enjoy. Science has figured out how to get a song unstuck from your head. And their whole deal is that it's constantly changing temperatures, time signatures, musical styles. So it won't just become another earworm that gets stuck in your head, which is key.
Right.
Man, for a long time, a couple of years back, I had Baby Shark in my head.
Mm.
And I wanted to just stab myself in the head repeatedly. Like, get out.
Yeah. Well, that one sticks.
Mm. Do do to do to do.
Yeah, you're doing it now.
I shouldn't have even
There's
said
people,
it out loud.
Yeah, you
right?
just said
oh
it.
Oh my God.
And there are parents out there right now going, oh, she just mother bleeped
oh,
me.
Oh, can you play that song that she just said? Because I love that one. I haven't heard that one for a while, mommy. Who played that one song? So MSNBC not having actually all the left-leaning television channels not having a good time right now. Things are, it turns out people went, I can't watch the news anymore, and turned it off. So very prominently, Rachel Maddow is a huge star on that, on MSNBC. I see her all the time. She's right there. She's good. She asks excellent questions. She's excellent. La, la, la. Guess what she was making per year?
$3 million.
Think big.
$10 million.
Bigger.
So they've made her the featured...
I don't know what everybody else makes, but she was making $30 million a year. Yeah, that's right.
On MSNBC. Like, yes. She's not also on NBC. That's just on MSNBC.
Her show that she does daily. So, daily and show. That is, we're talking about, I mean, what is that? $2.5 million a month? Can you imagine getting a check for $2.5 million every month? What?
No.
What?
I can't.
Oh my God.
I would go, I think that's enough work for me. Have a good one, everybody.
Well, it turns out
I did a month.
She's getting a reduction in that. She is going to only be making $2 million a month now. They've re-signed her for $5 million less, and they're saying we need to make cuts, and she said, okay. Rachel Maddow's 51. She's a $30 million a year salary at the network. New contract for $25 million a year over the next 5 years. 5 years, $25 million. That's a lot of money. Good for her. Anyway, I really just almost fell out of my chair when I read that this morning because I just feel like that's a cable. It's like they don't have that kind of ratings.
But look, it's a weird situation. All companies are dealing with this where they say, we can't pay that kind of, you can't not pay that kind of money is what the answer is. You keep thinking that you'll just do this without talent.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yep.
Good luck. You know what you should do, MSNBC? Play some songs. Oh, those cost money too. And people can get those everywhere for free.
Mm-hmm. For their monthly.
So forget payment. It. You got to pay talent. That's all there is to it. Or you don't have a channel.
Preach.
I just feel that way.
Amen. Well, how could you not? Here we're talent.
Right.
Dexter Original Sin. I have a new trailer.
This is the prequel.
This is the prequel. So this is, let's see. It's young Dexter's path from student to serial killer. And I'm looking at a thing where he's just starting his is he like a cop in this?
The dad is a cop.
Okay, so I'm not sure who they're showing here, but I'm looking at someone who seems to be investigating. He's got gloves on.
It's a little convoluted, and I won't waste your time with the whole story.
Look at this, though. He's great, young Michael C. Hall.
The dad is a cop who finds Dexter at a murder scene.
His parents, right?
His mom.
Okay. So this is young.
Okay, this is young Dexter. This, to me, that looks like Dexter plays crime scene.
Investigator guy?
Blood analysis guy.
Yeah, and his dad early on realizes that Dexter is going to be a serial killer, and so he steers him in a direction that...
He gives him a code to operate by.
Yeah, the code.
Right.
They say here that there are scenes spliced into this trailer that call back to the ending of Dexter New Blood, which is the Michael C. Hall 10 years later up in Seattle or something. So there are... that sounds like spoilers to me, so... And there might be another season of that show.
I don't know.
I don't know either. And so I be careful if you're into these shows. I think it sounds like you've got to watch New Blood first.
Okay.
Which is the
I've seen
later.
It, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm good. I'm ready.
So there you go.
It's Dexter. What's neat about Dexter is the show's writing was so good that you are fearful the serial killer will be caught. Like you're actually, you like Dexter. He's a likable
Look out,
character,
Dexter, clean
but
up
he
after
is
yourself.
A serial killer, period.
Dexter Original Sin debuts, looks like December 13th on Paramount Plus with Showtime, and then it airs on Showtime starting December 15th. So you do have to subscribe to a streaming service.
And there will be a new Dexter, it's called Resurrection. It'll be summer 2025.
Oh, all right. There we go. Just these couple shots I'm seeing Christian Slater's playing his dad. Let's see. Patrick Gibson is playing Dexter Morgan. And I'm looking at it. This looks great. I mean,
Patrick Gibson is a young up and coming actor. Not that there's a Patrick Gibson that's known.
Is there?
Isn't there?
I don't know. Thomas Gibson.
Oh, am I thinking of someone named Thomas Gibson?
Isn't there a Thomas Gibson?
Patrick Gibson is an Irish actor.
That's the guy. That's
I loved Shadow and Bone. It was one of my favorite series.
You should
put that on your list. And he was in that.
Okay. I don't know who I'm thinking of. It's the guy I'm thinking of has much darker hair.
Okay. Not this guy then.
Is he the guy from, I want to say Kate and Allie, but that's just not it. Jack and Karen? Will and Grace.
It really was the Jack and Karen show.
I know.
So,
is that who Thomas Gibson is?
I'm looking it up.
All right, hold on. We're looking up. I literally threw the name Thomas Gibson. I really don't know.
That's who I'm thinking of. Oh, Thomas
it's
Gibson.
It's Will and Grace guy, right?
That's not Will and Grace guy, is it?
Dharma and Greg.
Oh, that's Dharma and Greg. I knew it was a this and
whatever
that.
Whatever it is.
We were close.
That's who I was thinking of.
How do we, honestly.
Vern and Shirley, whatever.
Ridiculous. Right, one of those shows with two names. Kate and Allie.
Oh, he's 6'2". Very tall. Well, he's 62 years old. My goodness. Too old for you.
Actually, I wasn't shopping.
Oh, you're not?
That? It seems like maybe you were. I'm not sure.
They bring up the vitals.
I also have news about Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley, who I love. I do love. Now I'm interested in her.
Why?
Because I just love her because of Love Actually.
Oh.
And because of Pirates of the Caribbean, that first one, she's great in that. Polly! I want to Polly!
She's so pretty.
She is. She's getting old. I don't know how old she is, but they are not glamming her up in this. She is doing a show. They say she's on a mission to find who killed her secret lover in something called Black Doves. And it looks like this is a series. It's a Netflix series, and I've got a trailer for it, so I will. I'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But if you love Keira Knightley, she doesn't look glamorous. She looks good, but she's not all Margot Robbie. I love that she never fixed her teeth too. She has pretty jacked up teeth. What?
Oh, just give me.
Oh, you look. Oh, all right. Time.
Rachel Maddow only does one day a week.
No. Does she really?
I don't know.
No, I think she does a daily show.
She does a
Rachel Maddow only does Mondays now and shows up for special events.
And she's getting 25 mil?
Rachel Maddow is the draw. She now works one day a week on Mondays and then for special times like election coverage or when a former president is guilty 22 times.
Yeah, maybe that's why I see her all the time. You know who else is only working one day a week? I wonder what Jon Stewart's making. He is only doing Mondays over on Comedy Central. And he was a $30 million guy, too. Like, he was making a bank when he quit that show a few years back.
They say she was going to leave MSNBC to work on other projects, podcasts, and movies, but made a deal so she could reduce her overall schedule to one day per week.
Unbelievable.
And MSNBC gladly paid her.
Can you imagine that? That's like maybe 40 shows a year.
Well, she's made enough money, I imagine, that she's okay without their paycheck. And so her threat to leave was real. Where she's goes, well, I'm going to go do other stuff. So
yeah,
you
paid me enough money to leave.
And
so
they
thank
look
you.
At the hole it will create and realize we can't.
Yep.
Did you peek? Did you see? Guess what Jon Stewart's net worth is?
I know what his net worth is, but I was wondering what he's getting.
They're not showing that anywhere, but $120 million he's worth.
That's some solid money. What's Rachel Maddow worth? Look her up. Okay, anyway, maybe we'll find that out and we'll tell you after the break. I don't know. What do you got coming up, Ben?
A human washing machine. It's not a shower.
Oh.
It's a human washing machine and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Jane. I missed you too. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Jose Nutcracker.
Ooh.
Join in on the holiday fun at the San Jose Nutcracker at the California Theater from December 14th to December 23rd. Go to symphony-sanjose.org to get your tickets today. That's symphony-sanjose.org to get your tickets today for the San Jose Nutcracker at the California Theater.
Okay. Thank you.
Yay.
It'll sound better than that.
It will sound marginally better than that.
Were you doing the song from
that? Yeah, we were singing the Nutcracker song.
All right.
We weren't just trying to mash up or anything.
So it's really nice out.
Yeah, it looks
like it's really nice out, and it looks like that's going to be the way for a bit. In fact, as I was looking at our forecast for, you know, before
that
we went into the nightmare, the bomb cyclone that didn't materialize. It was like right after that Tuesday, it went clear, sunny, straight through. So, and it's nice out.
Looking
out the window
of
Studio 9 here in downtown San Francisco, and it looks gorgeous out.
Super pretty.
Enjoy. the Niners lost last night, and it's not just that we could somehow, possibly, somehow, maybe, but we're not playing well. So I don't think so. I think our season's over. We lost to the Bills 35-10 last night, and we just have injuries everywhere. So it's, you know, go Niners, but that whole return to the Super Bowl thing, it's not looking good. Monday Night Football tonight, Browns versus Broncos. There's that.
Okay. Browns, Broncos, my care factor's low.
Yeah. I looked at a list over our vacation of the best Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
Which is the Steve Martin, John Candy movie that I said, oh, let's watch that. Me and the missus watched it, and it was fine. But it is just one ridiculous scene after another until you get to the point where you're like, can these guys get a moment without something going so stupidly wrong it's almost slapsticky to the point where you're like, oh, come on.
Somebody was telling me they were off to watch that movie over vacation.
It didn't stand up like you. And John Candy, spectacular.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, spectacular in their own ways.
Yeah.
And yet each scene is just another cluster bleep.
It is one of those ones that stuck around, though, you know, like that's definitely, I guess you have to be in the mood for that. It's very madcap and you watch it with your family and go, oh.
It was fine, but it definitely didn't. It wasn't how I remembered it being so great. And then I was like, boy, every scene, huh?
Yeah. What did your wife think? Had she already seen it before?
She'd seen it before, but we were both kind of like, oh, wow.
You should have watched Love Actually.
Nah.
I want to rewatch something. It's going to be that.
So I didn't know that Black Friday is also Brown Friday. You heard of Brown Friday?
Doesn't sound as good.
The day after Thanksgiving is the busiest day of the year for plumbers to the point where they call it Brown Friday.
Oh, but why? Because of everyone ate all the food?
The increased strain on pipes everywhere, not just the bathroom, but kitchen pipes get clogged when people pour grease, turkey drippings, cooking oil down the drain.
Seriously, this is a real
Brown
thing. Brown Friday.
I just pooped my pants.
Did I poop myself?
The cities most vulnerable on Brown Friday were Los Angeles, Miami, Nashville. Hey, Sacramento in at four.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brown Friday, Sacramento.
San Francisco in at nine, San Diego at 10, San Jose at number 11.
Oh, boy.
Brown Friday, everyone. Boston comes in at 15.
Oh.
So hopefully you survive Brown Friday.
Yeah, I did.
Because that sounds terrible.
I didn't experience that, and I really hope to never experience that. It sounds awful. No thanks.
I like Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah,
and I like
great.
My Thanksgiving dinner, but I don't eat much more than I normally would. I just don't.
Yeah.
You?
I totally stuffed myself.
You packed yourself full.
This year I didn't. And the reason why is because I knew that I had to travel right afterward. We ate and then we drove to the airport. And so they gave us a generous plate.
Can you poop right at your seat in those? What is it? What did you fly on? You said it's Delta One.
Yeah, some first class thing. Yeah.
No,
you actually do have to get up to.
You can't. There's no like.
But that's another thing
that I
don't know. There's no hole that opens up. That's another thing I do though. I won't even drink water before I get on a plane. Like I pee before I get on the plane, and I just cannot stand airport bathrooms or plane bathrooms, I should say.
I don't mind the break and the monotony to, you know, get up and go. So I don't mind that. I'm still not number twoing on a plane.
Oh, no. Good Lord, no. Oh.
I'm not doing it here.
Because as I'm doing that, the plane is definitely going to flip over at that moment. That's why? I don't know why. I just don't do it. Even if I had to, I would be like, I think I'll try and hold it.
I just don't want thigh and ass cooties. Like that for me is like, no.
Thigh and ass. Oh, because you can just stand up. Isn't that, what a luxury to just stand.
Well, no, but if I had the number two, I would have to sit.
Right.
And so I'm saying, I don't want
to. But it doesn't matter what I have to do. I have to sit.
Oh, right.
Although there are definitely times where I'm hovering. Oy.
So this is surprising to me. I know that the world has changed and the dating pools changed and the way we date has changed. And there are so many people, including, let me think. My wife just had all her best friends over for
Friendsgiving
on Saturday night, none of which are married. Oh. She's the only married person in her friend group.
Yes. Oh, my.
Which I guess now that I think about it, probably isn't good news for me that they all got together and probably told her, single life is the life.
Yeah, Alicia was like, listen, that dude, I don't know, he pooped in the room with me. I think you should really, I don't know.
But I'm surprised.
How many girls are we talking about this Friendsgiving thing? Like, oh, they were all married at one point or they're...
One of them, not that long ago, divorced. But the others, never married.
Oh.
Well, like a bunch of friends. No, there's not. And it just seems to be the way now. Like right.
And then you have a nice Friendsgiving.
But fast food on a first date. 2 in 3 women would say yes. And I'm just like, what are we talking about here? Like I remember at 16, I took this girl who ended up becoming my high school sweetheart.
Dancy.
Yeah, her name's Dancy. Right.
No, it isn't.
No. The funny thing is, you remember everything. So you're just goofing on me right now. I know
right.
that you've got all of... No,
Mars.
You've got
it's,
to...
It's Marcy.
Liar says what? Anyway.
I'm not saying it.
What are we doing?
He tells the stories about this girl.
No, it doesn't matter. Her name does not matter. The point is, the first place I took her was Spaghetti Factory. Mm. That was my first sort of real... I'm taking you out.
That's kind of fancy.
And it's, at least it's a sit down. Yeah. I know that it's cheap. At the time, I think a plate of spaghetti was $3.
Oh, that's good.
And at that time, $3. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
We made that an hour, kids.
Yeah. So that's like, okay. But so anyway, the idea that you would take someone to Taco Bell, no offense, Taco Bell, McDonald's, no offense, but a first date at a fast food restaurant.
Here's
no
the,
older
here's
woman
only,
in her
no,
40s or 50s
absolutely.
Would say yes to that,
although,
right?
Here's the only way I think it could be acceptable, okay? Like, you take somebody out, and you're like, we're going for a stroll, and you start to talk about stuff, and you're like, you know, my guilty pleasure is, like, this particular thing at this particular fast food. And they're like, oh, my God, I love that, too. That's so funny. In-N-Out, Secret Menu, you know, whatever stupid thing it is. And then you're like, you know what? Let's go get that. And then now you've got like a little
right,
shared
but you
moment.
Were on a walk
right.
first.
Yes. You didn't go, hey, I'm picking you up and taking you to Taco Bell.
What?
You're like, no, I'm not going to Taco Bell. Dude.
Well, that's the story.
Come back after you're done.
While it's not uncommon to drop a lot of money on dinner for a first date, it seems more and more people are willing to just do a quickie fast food first date. And go from and see where it takes you from there.
I like that story you told a year ago, more even, about the girl who went on a first date to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had a Target run to do, and she met him there, and
they
hit it off.
Target and talk,
right?
And, right.
They both like it. People like that stuff. That can be the beginning.
They also say over half of people would be willing to split the bill. So, okay.
Yeah, I know. Split the bill.
I know times is changing, but I definitely, there were a few young ladies in my life where I was like, I can't date this girl because
can't
I don't have the
it.
Money.
Right.
And these are people who, like, I really liked, but was going, she deserves better than being with a guy who can't afford to take her to a dinner. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This just is what it is, but I definitely
that
feel
doesn't
like,
stop everyone. You should
no,
feel proud of that.
Well, and I feel like, you know, okay, I guess better to
I'll bring over a frozen pizza. Take off all your clothes. I'll be there in a minute.
Better to have experienced the person and found out if they were going to be worthwhile long term over a Dairy Queen sundae.
Cool.
Oh, you? Oh,
nothing
you
wrong
like?
With that. Listen, I'm a cheap date. Everybody knows that. Food? Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Sex after? Sure.
Okay.
Fast fact!
Grown-ups. I love a fast fact, Vinny. You know that.
Fast, 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 fast.
I don't know that this is the case here. The reason there are usually mirrors next to an elevator is to keep people distracted while they wait. Are there usually mirrors by elevators?
I have never noticed that. We certainly don't have mirrors here.
Friends went through three other titles first.
Oh.
Insomnia Cafe, Six of One, and Friends Like Us before they became Friends.
Just Friends. Huh.
Friends.
Insomnia Cafe.
I'll tell you what, that show I started the other day, it's called The Diplomat. Terrible name. Mm. Like, it just means nothing. It doesn't pop. Once you see it, you're like, this show's great. Why couldn't they couldn't come up with a decent name for this? The Diplomat.
Wasn't her last hit show, The Americans?
Yes, and that was
you liked
great
that,
too.
Right?
Yes, mm. I didn't finish it, but oh. was really good.
How many seasons were good?
I don't know, but I don't sit in Mo TV like a lot of people do. Mm. So I really can't.
It's, something else comes up, you fall off.
That's no definition. Yeah, that's certainly not a reflection
it
on
how. It can be, though.
It can, but I'm telling you, it's not in that case.
The first season of The Americans was really good, and then I kind of lost interest.
You fell off, too?
Yeah, I fell off. Mm. But the concept was so cool in the first season. You're
well,
like,
the idea
being surprised
right?
all the time.
And it's the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's mm. at a time when Russia was our,
the
you
Cold
know.
Cold War.
Right.
Well, or the Iron Curtain. What was it called?
The
it was
Cold
like
War.
Maybe both of those.
It was both of those, yes.
Well, the Iron Curtain was the curtain between, in Europe, you know, between the East and the West.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
The Wizard of Oz so. Is 102 minutes long, but Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West... You just told us she was the highest paid actress,
yep.
right? Was only on screen for 12 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, there isn't a lot of her, is there?
Nope.
She plays the lady who comes and takes Toto and then gets caught in the tornado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Toto jumps out of her basket.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stops in after the house drops on the Wicked Witch of the East. She wants those ruby slippers. And then I guess she's ordering the monkeys to fly and go get Dorothy
you remember
and bring her
it better
back.
Than I do.
I've
really
seen it
have
5,000
yeah,
times.
I have not. Nope.
Yeah, there's not a lot of her. That's true.
Microsoft
yes.
put Solitaire and Minesweeper in early versions of Windows to teach people how to use the mouse.
Oh. Hmm. The mouse is so intuitive now. I mean, that's how they work. I'm always looking around for a mouse.
Grocery stores.
Yes.
Sell a total of $5.5 billion worth of impulse buy items in the checkout line every single year.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you what I don't like.
Okay.
Now Ace and every
Hardware.
Other
yeah.
store in the world. Like
impulse buys.
What Ace did, like my Ace, the one by my house, they made a snake line and through the whole snake is stuff for impulse buys. And what happens is the person who's in line in front of you is stopping along the way to see, oh, I may need this. Now, you tell me, is it wrong to walk past them or are you already in the queue and line and you got to stay in line?
You're in the queue. You're in the line.
So you have to let them continue to shop even though
well,
you're ready to pay.
If somebody calls for the next person in line and they don't go up, then yeah, you can walk past
but
them.
But otherwise, you got to stand yeah. behind them.
A lot of stores are doing that. I call that, you know, the temptation aisle. Like it's and it's not bad for me now because my kids are grown up. But I used to really be like, oh boy, I hope the line goes fast because they would. Oh, look at this, Mom! I want this.
Well,
me that.
At the grocery store, it's just that little checkout.
Yeah, just
spot.
A little thing.
At my Ace, it's a long.
Yeah, you have to turn the corner, and it's shelves on both sides.
Manufactured aisles.
I think
of
you
stuff.
Can pass them. I get really weird in a line if people don't queue up. It really bothers me. Like, just queue up. I don't like the space. It makes me feel weird. So I will go around somebody if they're...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
You're looking for a
for
place.
Sure.
Spoil them
queue
for
up or nothing.
All right.
People.
I mean, I would be like, I'm just looking at... There's still people in front. Don't worry. It's not anybody's turn yet. I'm not holding you up.
No, queue up.
All right. I'll do it. Jesus, I need this candle, though.
You don't.
I need this little tin box that has like a future tree in it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Tell Sarah she has to watch Bad Sisters on Apple TV.
I'm watching it. We started it last night and I went, yep, I'm going to watch this. It's good. We watched the first episode.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to say what it is, but it has there's a couple actresses I know from just watching a ton of UK TV. And because it's set in Ireland, I believe. Oh, they sound all Irish. It's really good. I like it.
Vin, I binged The Diplomat and loved it.
Oh.
Season 2 ends with a bang.
Oh.
Okay.
A bang.
Well, I don't know.
It takes a turn.
I really do. I do not know.
Like those fairy books I read. Suddenly there's a bang.
Oh, that kind of banging.
That kind.
707. Have Christina fix me up with one of her friends. I've been single a long time with no luck on the dating app. Help. OFOC. You know, the thing about the dating apps is that they're not as bad. I know that everyone gets all, but I watch my friend just, he's hanging with this lady to this day.
Please tell me more about what the hell happened to Billy.
He had a heart attack while he was surfing. And it turns out.
This is down south.
This is down south. He was out for a surf. He's a guy who, he's already raised his kids.
And he's in good shape.
He surfs.
Very healthy.
He's single. Or dating, but I mean, he's a guy who surfs every single day. When he can't go out in the water because it's too small, he gets to go to the gym. Mm. Nobody's on his time. He goes to work after he's, you know, at lunchtime or whatever and works into the evening hour. So, but his mornings are for him to go surfing and exercise. He's in great shape. This was so unexpected for anybody who knows him because he's a guy who
gets to
take care of himself.
So he... His ticker starts acting up and he's in the water.
He has a heart attack in the water. No, at first he goes, I didn't know what was happening, but I knew I was in trouble. And then I was about to tell a guy I know in the water near me, hey, if I pass out, can you make sure I don't drown? And then he didn't pass out. And he said, so I just went in. And then I still had to ride my bike back to my house.
So you can ride your bike back with your board under your arm?
He's got a rack.
Okay.
And then it's an e-bike, so he can,
okay.
You know,
so he rides his bike home.
Home.
Now, so he's attacking for 20 minutes
at this
point.
He's had the heart attack at this point, and he knows it's something real.
Like he needs to
go. He goes, I got to go to the hospital. I'm bummed. So he goes to urgent care, and they go, you can't be here. You got to go to an ER.
You're having a heart attack.
Do you have anyone who can take you to the hospital? And he goes, no, I drove here. And they're like, ah. And he goes, don't worry about it. I got it. And they let him drive to the hospital.
They let him leave?
Well, he had to.
Sit down. We're calling you an ambulance.
You know, that's not what happened. So he drove to the hospital and then they took him in, admitted him immediately. And he
was
there for
3 days. I think I'm having a heart attack.
And he was there for 3 days.
Oh my God.
And so it turned out, he had what, I don't know all the terms, and I only was talking to him via text because I'm here and he's down south. He had full blockage on one of his arteries.
Oh my God.
And they call it a widowmaker.
Yes.
And so he had to get a stent put in. And I, at the time, I didn't want to scare him, but I was like, doesn't that mean you have to get surgery? I was thinking the full open heart, but it turned out.
If they clear the blockage, the heart continues to function
normally. He got a stent put in and he left.
He had a widowmaker and like, doop-de-doo, let me get to the shore. Let me carry my board, bike home, get in the car, go to urgent care, hang out there for a while. I got to go to the hospital. Oh, all right. Like that is so crazy.
I remember that Icky's dad had a heart attack and his dad, while, you know, heart attacking, drove himself to the ER. So I don't think it's abnormal that guys aren't in a situation where, or people, but I think
Because I think
it's
of
most
a heart attack
likely,
is, boom, it attacks you, boom,
and
you fall
over, right? And,
oh
and
my God.
One of the things he told me was, the doctor said, if you weren't in the shape you're in, it would have been way worse for you.
You know, it is actually true. Remember when Letterman had he was all blocked up and people like who are in great shape. I don't know what it is. It's almost like they're asking for more plaque buildup or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because maybe everyone has the buildup, but they're the only ones out there like getting their heart rate up.
I don't know. I am.
Nuts.
Him and I are the same age. Mm. So I definitely went, yikes.
I don't like that.
We're really late though. We got to go.
We are. All right. We'll be back in a second. It's Alice.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.